We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Here's the voice of the Bruins, Chris Roberts.
Thank you very much. Live from Lincoln, Nebraska. Beautiful day here in the Midwest. Mostly sunny. Temperature right around 68 degrees as we get ready for kickoff coming up. Wind out of the south at about, 17 miles an hour. Humidity, not bad. Doesn't feel bad at all. 58%. Sure glad that you joined us for Saturday football. We call it Breakfast with Nebraska because UCLA is on the road here in Lincoln at Memorial Stadium to take on the Cornhuskers. The Cornhuskers 2-0. Bruins with a bye last week are 1-0. Crowd coming alive here in Nebraska. 328 straight sellouts. Memorial Stadium. Here's Bondi for Nebraska. He'll kick it off. High end over end. It'll be caught 8 yards deep. Down on the knee. No way is Stephen Mantro going to run that out. Bruins will start things off. 25-yard line. 0-0 is our score. 12-11 left in the first quarter of play. 48-yard punt by Nebraska. And the Bruins have it. 41-yard line of UCLA. Sam Foltz got his leg into that one. Third down and two.
Very long exchange by Hundley and James. Looked like Hundley was going to follow James up the hole.
Hundley wants the ball. He's got it in the shotgun. Looks to the right. Throws it right. Picked off. Intercepted. Stanley, Jean Baptiste across the 35. 30. Down the near sideline. Nebraska's got the football. Alex Redmond pushed him out of bounds. A return of 34 yards after the interception by Baptiste.
Baptiste was just widening to the sideline, and it was a back shoulder fade route. Hundley just underthrew the ball. Needed a little more arch on that ball to get it over Baptiste, but he goes 6'3", 220. That's a very tall corner. Now Nebraska has 7 interceptions on the season, and we're only into the third game.
Taylor Martinez into the game. Quarterback, first and 10, 28-yard line, UCLA. Let's see what Nebraska does. Second down and 6 from the 11-yard line of UCLA, Nebraska football.
Taylor Martinez, so multidimensional, running the spread, control the ball. Now you see the option. Great pitch as he had a guy in his face in a hurry, and that created a lane to the outside to the pitch back. Anthony Jefferson coming up turning Martinez inside.
0-0 so far. 9:50 left in the first quarter. Martinez gets the snap. Throws the fade out. Has a man open. Touchdown, Quincy Onunwa. The Moreno Valley product, an 11-yard score. 6-0 Nebraska.
Just a simple corner out. Onunwa on Brandon Sermons. He went to the slant move, and Sermons bit on it, and then planted that foot, got to the outside. Plenty of space into the corner of the end zone. Martinez just lofts that ball. That's an easy pitch and catch for a touchdown, and Nebraska gets the first score.
Into attempt, the extra point. Pat Smith, he's their field goal extra point man, kicks it through. 7-0. Nebraska in front of UCLA. 9:45 left in the first quarter. 7-0 Huskers in front of the Bruins. And UCLA right back onto the field with their offense.
UCLA's going to have to run the football. Once again, Nebraska comes out in their nickel package, and it's that front four of Nebraska's responsibility to stop the run. UCLA going to have to start controlling the trenches.
Hundley, quarterback, wants the snap from center, gets it. Hand off James, running left, takes it across the 30 to the 31-yard line. 6-yard gain, it'll be second down and 4. Tackle made by Josh Manderis. That's the middle linebacker, the freshman out of Lincoln.
Let's watch Simon Goins. He came up limping after that last play.
Another handoff, Jordan James. Tries to run right, went up the middle. Cuts back to the 35-yard line. 3-yard run. Might be just shy of a first down. Manderis, along with Jerry, in on the hit.
Jordan James trying to stretch that ball out for that first down. Third and short for UCLA.
34-yard line. Quarterback keeper. Hundley trying to surge that 6'3" body straight ahead. I think he picked up the first down to the 35-yard line. First and 10 Bruins after the yard gain by the quarterback.
UCLA starts his series with 3 runs. And, of course, Brett Hundley leaning forward on that quarterback sneak to pick up the first down. I still think UCLA needs to stick to the run game.
First and 10, 36-yard line. Hundley, play action, drops back, throws it right, has a man open. That's caught, complete. Grayson Mazzoni takes it inside the 30. Tackled at the 25-yard line. Coming in from the right side, a 40-yard gain. Corey Cooper and Harvey Jackson in on the tackle. First and 10, UCLA.
Like I said, UCLA needs to throw the ball. And Grayson Mazzoni, just a wheel route wide open along the sidelines. Good job by Hundley to recognize him.
Third down, 12. Officially a 6-yard loss. Here's the snap and the gun. Hundley throws it under the coverage. Devin Lucian threw it behind him. 21-yard line. Cutting across the center of the field. Nathan Jerry back defending. Incomplete. 7-0 Cornhuskers leading UCLA. 7:17 left. Kyamie Fairburn is going to attempt a field goal. Bruins trailing Nebraska. 7-0, 7:17 left in the first quarter. It'll be a 45-yard field goal attempt right in the center of the field. Neuheisel's the holder. Longo, the long snapper. Good snap, ball down, laces spun to the front. The kick is up, plenty long, and it is good. And the Bruins get 3 points and trail Nebraska 7-3, 45-yard field goal.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Hey Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
Nebraska has a first and 10, 17-yard line of the Bruins. Nebraska leads 7-3 in front of UCLA, 1:27 left in the first quarter.
And the Huskers got a break. An offensive lineman was offside, Brent Qualley. Jim Moore complained, but this is Husker Stadium, and you're not going to get breaks going your way.
Hand off Abdullah up the middle. They have like a shotgun full house backfield, a run straight up the middle. 2-yard run, second down and 8. Epinesa, along with Vanderdoes, in on the tackle for the Bruins.
And this is a very long drive being sustained by Nebraska. That UCLA defense has been on the field for a long time. UCLA rotating a lot of players.
Second down, 8, 15-yard line, Bruins. Cornhusker ball. They've got a wideout, Anunua, who's always dangerous, out on the right. Man in motion from the backfield. Martinez gets the snap, throws it complete. 5-yard line, dives into the end zone. Jamal Turner, touchdown, Cornhuskers, 14-yard hookup.
Just a quick slant route to the inside of Martinez, a quick release, gets that ball to him. So Quincy Anunua can make a move, and he hurtled into the end zone. He jumped about 10 feet in the air.
14-yard hookup to Anunua in to attempt the extra point. Sam Foltz kicks it through the uprights, and it is good. Nebraska 14, UCLA 3. 31 seconds left in the first quarter. Fourth down, Bruins. Zaire Anderson in on the hit. Fourth and 2 after the 4-yard hookup.
UCLA just throwing crossing routes and the ball to the sidelines. Once again, Devin Lucien running down the middle of the field. Looks like he had a step on his defender.
Here's the snap. Lost. Sean Covington gets hit. Tried to take it to the right after he fumbled the snap. 25-yard line dropped at the 26. Ciante Evans and Randy Gregory made the hit. That's an 18-yard loss. And even worse, the Bruins turned the ball over and downs to Nebraska at the 26-yard line of UCLA.
Right in the hands of Covington. He just dropped it, picked it up, and then ran to the sidelines. You cannot make mistakes when you're on the road. And the Bruins have already made a couple of them. Hundley with an interception. And now that muff by Sean Covington.
Martinez gets the snap. Hand off Abdullah running left. Takes it across the line of scrimmage. Gets to the 25. Dropped at the 23-yard line. They're going to call it a gain of 3 yards. Second down and 7. Anthony Barr, Cassius Marsh in on the tackle for the Bruins.
Good job by the Bruins moving down the line, not giving Abdullah any hole. Like I said, Abdullah, for his small stature, he really runs tough.
Anunua flanks out wide left. He's already caught 2 touchdown passes. Here's Martinez dropping back, throwing it to the end zone, going up in the air, a catch, Kenny Bell, touchdown, 23-yarder, and all of a sudden, the Huskers lead it 20 over the Bruins, 3, 7-12 left in the first half.
Kenny Bell in the post corner route. One-on-one coverage to the outside. Moreau just a little late getting back there to make a play. But Taylor Martinez, have a cup of coffee in the pocket. Time to throw the football. That was a very long route where Bell really sold that post fake, planted that foot that went back outside. Perfect timing, too, by Taylor Martinez, putting that ball to the corner of the end zone.
In to attempt the extra point. It's up. It's good. And it's a 21-3 advantage with the extra point good with 7 minutes and 12 seconds left to go in the first half.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, Bruin fans, score big when you take the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner to top destinations in SoCal. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Why worry about traffic when you can sit back in your seat and enjoy a beautiful trip along the coast? Let the Pacific Surfliner take you to famous wineries, laid-back surf towns, bustling cities, or home for the weekend. Check out our student discount, trip options, and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
2:24 left in the first half. Nebraska 21, UCLA 3. Bruins are going to have the football first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. Nebraska's defense, who have really played a solid game in the first half, come back onto the field. Brett Hundley and his offense huddled up around the coaching staff at about the 35 on the near sideline as we get ready for more Saturday football. Well, Nebraska, it's been all Cornhuskers in the first half. Jordan James comes onto the field. He'll be in the backfield with Hundley. Got Phillip Rule lining up as a fullback. Three wide receiver set. Hundley's going to operate in the shotgun. He's going to put Darius Bell in the slot on the left. Outside of him, Devin Lucien. Lucien now goes in motion to the right. Hundley's got the ball. Fakes handoff, sets, has time, throws long, has a man open, overthrows Shaq Evans, 15-yard line incomplete. Corey Cooper was back defending, and Evans had two steps on him.
Two deep defense, and Shaq Evans, he just runs all the way down the sidelines. Looks like Brett Hundley's looking to the outside. He readjusts his eyes. He sees Shaq Evans wide open. Throws that ball too much on the line. No loft underneath it. Shaq Evans doesn't have a chance for a touchdown.
Here's a snap. Hundley handoff. Going nowhere right. Tackled in the backfield. Running back Jordan James hit by Michael Rose. Weak side linebacker. 2-yard loss.
Michael Rose just came from that outside linebacker position, found a gap, shot it, proper angle in on Jordan James, and that's a loss, making it third and long for UCLA, who's having trouble getting lined up.
Five wide receivers on a third down and 12 from the 39 of the Bruins. Hundley's got the long snap, flushed out of the pocket, gets hit, spins away from one man, spins away from another, running right, 40, 45, heads to the first down marker and picked it up at the 48-yard line. Nebraska territory. Ciante Evans pushed him out of bounds. A 13-yard run by the Bruin quarterback. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
And how did he escape? Looked like he was going to get sacked twice. And he's able to keep his balance, spinning around. And the entire right side of the field was wide open. And Brett Hundley was in a foot race. And he was able to get outside. Now, Bo Pelini's along the sidelines. And he saw exactly where Brett Hundley ran out of bounds.
Nebraska is challenging the ruling on the field of the first down.
And you just heard it from the referee. They're going to challenge the ruling now. What Bo Pelini couldn't see is where Brett Hundley leaned that ball forward.
Michael Batlin takes off the headset, the referee.
The ruling on the field of the first down stands. The replay booth contacted the field prior to the challenge by Nebraska. Therefore, there is no challenge by Nebraska, and they retain all their challenge privileges.
All right, there you go.
Well, 1:31 remaining here before halftime. UCLA still with two timeouts, and now they are past midfield with that Brett Hundley escape from a sack and run to pick up the first down.
Paul Perkins in the backfield, along with Hundley, the quarterback. Devin Fuller and Shaq Evans. Blank out wide right. Darius Bell in the slot on the left. Outside of him, that's Jordan Payton. First and 10 Bruins. 48-yard line in Nebraska. The 2 yards into Cornhusker territory. There's the snap to Hundley. He wants to pass. Looks to the right. Throws it right. Has a man open. Fuller. Complete. 20-yard line. Diving. Catch to the 16. Nice grab by Fuller. A 32-yard gain.
Wheel route by Fuller on that 2-deep coverage. And Brett Hundley has to throw that ball tight in between the safety and the corner before Fuller gets hit. Nice diving catch, though, by Fuller.
Here's the snap. Hundley. Handoff. Perkins. Nope. It's going to be a keeper by Hundley. Good ball handling. He'll take it to the 10-yard line. A 4-yard run by the Bruin quarterback. He handed it off or faked it up the middle. Took it left.
Minute 6 remaining. Bruins still have plenty of time.
21-3. Nebraska has the lead. Handoff. Perkins dives up the middle. He's going to go in there for a 10-yard run. Paul Perkins, the man who played high school ball with Brett Hundley in Mesa, Arizona, scores a touchdown.
Number 39 has changed his jersey from number 11.
Good blocking up front. Simon Goins turning his man outside. You see, Xavier Suofilo created a hole. Paul Perkins, a burst right into the end zone.
Kyamie Fairburn in to attempt the extra point. The hold by Neuheisel. Good Longo with a good snap. And the Bruins needed that touchdown. 21-10. Nebraska leads UCLA. 21-10. Nebraska in front of UCLA. 12:02 left in the third quarter. First and 10. UCLA. Their 11-yard line. Shaq Evans right next to him. Jordan James. Bruins in their all-white uniforms today. Trimmed in blue and gold. Gold. Helmets. Waiting for the officials now to say, let's go, guys. 21-10 advantage, Cornhuskers.
Yeah. Corey Cooper, Harvey Jackson at safety. They're so good on run support. Doing a fabulous job this afternoon.
Three wide receivers set for the Bruins. Far side of the field. Here's Hundley snap. Draw play. James, 15. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 to the midfield stripe. Dropped at the 50-yard line. A nice run by James. 38-yard scamper. Corey Cooper and Josh Mitchell make the tackle on the Bruin running back. Nice draw play.
Yeah, great hesitation move by Jordan James to burst through that line of scrimmage and avoid a defender.
First and 10 Bruins. Here's a handoff. James again. He'll run right, slide to the 46. A 5-yard gain, maybe to the 45. Ciante Evans is the man that made the tackle. They're going to call it a 6-yard gain. The ball was just shy of the midfield stripe.
Looked like a busted play.
Second down, 4. I think you're correct. 46-yard line. Paul Perkins in the backfield. Hundley fakes the handoff, runs up the middle. Hundley dives near the first down marker at the 42-yard line. Four-yard run by the Bruin quarterback. He's shy of it. Third and a half a yard. Gregory and Banderas on the tackle.
And that was going to be a design quick screen to the outside. Hundley saw Gary come up on Fuller and said, I'm not going to throw this ball. Went right towards the line of scrimmage. Picked up positive yards. Third and short for the Bruins.
Up under center. Quarterback, keeper, and he'll go with it. Hundley goes straight ahead for a two-yard gain near the 40-yard line, and that's good enough for a first down. First and 10 Bruins, 40-yard line, Nebraska. 21-10 Nebraska leading the Bruins. 10:44 left in the third. Banderas credited with the tackle.
And why not follow that big true freshman, Alex Redmond, right up the hole.
Snap to Hundley in the gun. Play action. Has plenty of time. Throws it out in the flat. Perkins has got it. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Speed down the left sideline. Out of bounds. 20-yard line. UCLA on a 20-yard gain. Harvey Jackson pushed the Bruin running back out of bounds with Josh Banderas.
Wow. Paul Perkins put a move after he caught that ball. Got into the open field. And then he decided to take on three Nebraska Cornhuskers head on. And that was quite a collision. Let's hope that Harvey Jackson is going to be okay.
Harvey Jackson got the worst of that collision with Paul Perkins. Bruins have it first and 10, 20-yard line, trailing 21-10 to Nebraska here at Memorial Stadium.
I'm surprised a couple face masks didn't pop off after that hit. Paul Perkins, not a real big guy, barely 200 pounds. But delivering a blow as a running back on a defender.
Yeah,
that is a statement right there. If you're on the Bruins sidelines, that Perkins is ready to play.
Shaq Evans and Jordan Payton flank out wide right. You are right. They are ready to play. And Perkins leading the charge.
Jordan James, too, with a nice run prior to that.
Jordan James in the backfield now with Hundley in the gun. Handoff. Not going anywhere this time for Jordan James. 1 yard gain. Josh Mitchell wrapped him up with Randy Gregory on Nebraska. So a yard gain, second down and nine. 19-yard line, Cornhuskers. Bruin ball.
And UCLA not effective so far with that zone read, giving that ball to the tailback. It's been mostly Hundley keeping it and going outside.
Shaq Evans flanks out wide left. Devin Fuller in the slot on the three-man wideout right. Now the officials call time, throw a penalty flag. Looks like it's going to be a false start.
False start. 77 offense. 5-yard penalty. Remains second down.
Torian White, and he's had his hands full on the outside with Jason Ankra trying to keep him off Brett Hundley. Just came out of his stance, and now UCLA, that's going to make it second and 14.
Bell, Fuller, and Payton. Wide right. Shaq Evans on the left. Now they put Fuller in motion to the left. Snap to Hundley. He wants to throw. Flushed out of the park at left. He's going to run it and goes out of bounds. 25-yard line. So a loss of about a yard. It'll be second down and 16. Josh Banderas, the middle backer, chasing the Bruin quarterback.
And that's a covered sack. Hundley didn't have anywhere to go. Trying to get the ball to Shaq Evans and give credit to Josh Mitchell, the corner. Stride for stride.
Bruin quarterback Hundley puts a man in motion, drops back, sets, looks right. Now back over the middle, fires a strike, complete. 6-yard line and a diving catch. Darius Bell hit immediately by Andrew Green. A 19-yard play.
Give the heavies credit up front, giving Hundley time to step up in the pocket so Darius Bell could come across the field and get separation.
Here's a snap. Kind of a diving little play inside the five. And Josh Jordan James right in the backfield with Hundley. Second and goal, 4-yard line. Hundley in the gun. Four wide receiver set. Another handoff. James running behind blockers, dives into the end zone, going right, 3-yard run, touchdown, UCLA. And it's 21-16, the Cornhuskers in front of the Bruins, 8:31 left
number
in the third quarter.
Paul Perkins tried to come on the field. Jordan James said, nuh-uh, I know where the end zone is. Give me the football. And he got stopped at the line of scrimmage, kept those feet going, and found the end zone. The Bruins are coming back.
Here's Kyme Fairburn in to attempt the extra point. The kick is up. It is good out of the hold of Neuheisel. Good snap from Longo. 21-17, Nebraska leads UCLA.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
Hey, Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The Cornhuskers will bring it out at the 25-yard line. That's where they're going to set up shop and operate this series. Bruins would love to hold them and get the ball back, trailing by four right now. 8:31 left in the third quarter. 21-17, Nebraska over UCLA.
And Nebraska still hasn't rushed the ball over 100 yards as we're 8:31 left in the third quarter. Abdullah, he has 67 yards on the day. His longest run's 11 yards.
In the gun, Taylor Martinez, the quarterback on Nebraska, gets the ball. Handoff, Abdullah running left, struggling for maybe 3 yards to the 28-yard line. Second down and 7 now for the Cornhuskers. Ellis McCarthy along with Eddie Vanderdose in on the hip for the Bruins.
Anthony Barr, he was the leading tackler in that first half to go along with Jordan Zumwalt. These linebackers for UCLA, very active.
Kenny Bell flanks out wide left for the Huskers in the slot on the right. That's Jamal Turner. Snap, Martinez, play action. He'll throw long down the far sideline and over the head at the 30-yard line. His intended receiver, Kenny Bell. Fabian Moreau was back deep. Incomplete.
And we've seen that a lot by Taylor Martinez, where he has been either long or high on throws. I'd say about 5 or 6 of them. One-on-one coverage. Moreau, great coverage. Stride for stride with the Nebraska receiver.
Third down, 6. Make it 3rd and 7 from the 28-yard line of the Cornhuskers. Martinez gets the ball. Steps up into the pocket. Under pressure, gets hit. He's going to go down at the 20-yard line. Quarterback sack for the Bruins. And right there to drop him, UCLA's defense just on top of it and ready to sack him. Keenan Graham on the stop, an 8-yard loss.
Boy, Keenan Graham just took his man, drived him right into Taylor Martinez. The momentum of this football game has completely changed. This Bruin football team has turned it up a notch defensively. They seem to have figured out what Nebraska's game plan is. And Wayne Cook's talked about it before. Lou Spanos does a great job with adjustments at halftime.
Sam Foltz punts it away. Andrew Goforth is going to grab it. 40-yard line. Now runs to the near side. Gets to the 43 and gets hit. Might have ran into one of his own players.
Yeah.
39-yard punt in the air. 2-yard return. Trying to turn the corner, and Ryan Hoffmeister, that's a big body to try to get around on the UCLA Bruins.
Yeah, he made the tackle. Goforth really should have kept that ball on the right side. Instead, he did a spin move and tried to reverse field. And I think Hoffmeister was a little confused which way he was going.
So the Bruins, first and 10. Handoff, no. Play action. Pass complete to the outside. And UCLA gets it to Jalen Ortiz. How about that? No, check that to the outside. Thomas Duarte. He grabbed it and picked up some yardage for 12 yards. Here's a handoff. Jordan James up the middle. He'll take it near the 40-yard line. A 5-yard run. Second down and 5. Nathan Gary and Josh Banderas in on the hit.
And you can see the pace of this offense. Noel Mazzoni has this offense out of third gear, now in a fourth.
Second down, 5. 40-yard line. Perkins in motion. Hundley, quarterback draw. 45. 30. In Nebraska territory, tripped up at the 28-yard line. A nice run of 12 yards. Harvey Jackson back in the game, but he got shaken up on the last play. Safety out of Fresno, Texas. 21-17, Wayne. Cornhuskers lead the Bruins. 6:20 left in the third. UCLA, though, big first down. 28-yard line in Husker territory. And UCLA, after the injured player, Harvey Jackson on Nebraska, comes off the field. They're ready to go. In the backfield, Jordan James actually lines up as a pistol back right behind the shotgun quarterback, Hundley. 3 wide receivers set. Snap, Hundley sets, throws, has Shaq Evans open. Touchdown, UCLA! Hit him in stride down the left sideline. A 28-yard hookup.
Beautiful pass by Brett Hundley. Good play fake, holds the linebackers. Shaq Evans just releases outside. It's man on man.
Number 39 has changed his jersey from number 11.
It's man on man, and Brett Hundley just puts that ball on the outside shoulder on a line. You could not throw a more perfect pass.
Hundley to Evans. Bruins try the extra point. Kaimi Fairburn. Longo, good snap. Good hold by Neuheisel. Kick is up. It is good. And UCLA takes the lead for the first time today. 24-21. With 6:02 left in the third, they lead it, the Bruins, 24-21, in front of the Huskers. Here's Sam Foltz, his kick high in the air, trying to angle it to the far side. It's going to go out of bounds, 46-yard line. I believe that's where they're going to mark it, maybe even the 47. Just a 29-yard punt, and the Bruins let it roll. Talk about good field position. There you have it, Bruin 47-yard line. And that's where UCLA's offense will get ready to go.
And this is getting to be a critical moment now for that Cornhusker defense. They need a stop on Brett Hundley and company.
Hundley in the gun. Jordan James right next to him as a right side halfback. Hundley's got it. Play action. Sets. Looks right. Throws left. Complete. 41-yard line. Helmet comes off. Jordan Payton kept running. They're going to drop it and stop it right there at the 41-yard line. Ciante Evans and Josh Banderas in on the hit.
Not due to foul. He needs to leave the game for one down.
The maturity of Brett Hundley tried to get the ball to the right side of the field. He goes all the way across of the field and finds a hero route, a backside curl, and completes it for a first down for UCLA.
Yeah, 12-yard gain. Here's an option play. Hundley runs it 35-30. Dropped at the 29-yard line running right. He decided to tuck it in and go for another 12 yards. Nathan Gary in on the tackle, and the chunks of yardage are starting to add up on the ground against Nebraska.
Really carrying out that fake by Hundley, sucking in that defense, and then dipping outside for a running lane.
Here's a handoff on a first and 10, 29, and Jordan James just lost his footing. at about the 21-yard line and went down, or he could have had more yardage. That's a 6-yard run. Second down and 4. Bruins in Husker territory.
A couple times that's happened to Jordan James, just losing his footing. Nice move right at the line of scrimmage to escape a tackler.
23-yard line, line of scrimmage. Snap, Hundley gets caught up by the defense. He's going to go down. Yard loss to the 24. Line of scrimmage, 23. Avery Moss and Kevin Maurice in on the hit. So that's a quarterback sack with the yard loss.
And that's a coverage sack, really. Hundley couldn't find anybody open downfield as UCLA sent three receivers into the end zone going for the home run.
Third down, 4 from the 24-yard line. They have to go to the 19 to pick up the first. Here's a throw to the outside. Is it caught? Fuller can't hang on. Out pattern left at the 16-yard line. Devin dove for it. Andrew Green back defending. Penalty flags
personal
are in the
foul.
Air.
Roughing the passer, number 6 on the defense.
Oh,
half the distance to the goal. First down.
What a mistake by Nebraska. They come with an all-out blitz. Man-on-man coverage. Devin Fuller just runs a simple out. He drops the ball a little bit behind him. Should have brought it in. All of a sudden, Corey Cooper comes in with a late hit. And that's going to give UCLA a first down on the Nebraska 12-yard line and keep this drive going.
Lucien flanks out wide left. Evans on the right. In the slot right, the three wide receiver set. That's Bell. In the gun. Hundley hits the snap. Takes the handoff, rolls right, throws it complete. That goes to Rule, and the tight end, fullback, drives to the end zone. Late signal, touchdown, Phillip Rule. UCLA, a 12-yard scamper after he caught the ball on a rollout
number
by the quarterback.
Has changed his jersey from number 11.
Yeah, Rule just sneaks out into the flat from that fullback wing position. And Nebraska was just slow to get to him. And Rule, even at 230 pounds, he's able to turn the corner and dive for that pylon.
Here's the extra point by Fairburn. Good hold by Neuheisel. Longo with a good snap. 31-21. UCLA, they lead Nebraska with 3:39 left.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it Interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Ball will be brought out to the 25-yard line. 10-point lead, UCLA, 31-21. Here in the third quarter, 3:39 left in the third period. And here come the Cornhuskers. They are trying to figure out what in the world do they need to do against this rejuvenated Bruin team that has scored four times in a row. Here's the snap. Pitch. Abdullah running left. Takes it up to the 30. And then dropped after a five-yard run. Got gang tackled, led by Andrew Green.
A little student body right. Good blocking out front for Abdullah. And you even see Taylor Martinez getting in there to block.
Martinez turning that corner, trying to get some yardage for his running back, Abdullah.
He's one tough character.
Third down, make it second down and five. Hand off, Abdullah up the middle, struggling, trying to get to the first down marker. I don't know if he got there or not. 35-yard line. The officials say he did. Ellis McCarthy, Anthony Jefferson in on the tackle.
Abdullah is such a multi-purpose back, but we're seeing him get the tough yardage in between the tackle. He's built low to the ground, and he is difficult to wrap up. Just ask Eric Kendricks, who spun off Abdullah when he tried to bring him down at the line of scrimmage.
Tito Martinez in the gun, the quarterback on Nebraska. Puts a man in motion, keeps the ball, runs the option right. Now he decides to hang on to it, and he's going to pay for it. Bruin defense right there. Miles Jack led the charge with Anthony Barr for UCLA. Good pursuit. Kenny Clark helping out. Four-yard loss on that option play to the right. That went nowhere for Nebraska.
And when the fly motion went behind the tailback, UCLA immediately recognized that that was going to be an option play to the wide side of the field. Too many men for Taylor Martinez, who did not do a smart thing trying to reverse his field.
Second down, 14. Martinez gets the ball in the gun, throws it out in the flat. That goes to Abdullah right. He'll get across the 30. Dropped at the 33-yard line by Ishmael Adams. Two-yard gain, and Jordan Zumwalt kind of stringing the play out. 31-21, UCLA in front of Nebraska.
Great technique in the open field by Jordan Zumwalt. You could show that to a high school player, and this is how you do it. You settle down, your feet right in front of the offender, and you make sure you can move laterally, and that's exactly what Zumwalt did, bringing the Nebraska ball carrier down.
Under 2 minutes left in the third quarter. QB Nebraska. Martinez gets it in the gun, wants to run it left. Gets it across the line of scrimmage up near the 40-yard line. Keenan Graham made the tackle at the 42. 8-yard run. They're still going to have some yardage to make up. Randall Goforth and Ishmael Adams helping out. Fourth down. And that means punting time for Nebraska.
Nebraska just cannot get anything going. They went in at halftime, and their offense was pretty confident. And right now, this Bruin defense has them stymied.
Back deep for the Bruins, Shaq Evans. Fake punt. They're going to run it. Nebraska, did they pick up the first down? No! Randall Goforth comes up and makes the tackle at the 44-yard line, a 3-yard gain, just shy of the first down marker by about the nose of a football. I think the Bruin defense and that special teams has held Nebraska, and the Bruins will get the ball back, 45-yard line in Cornhusker territory.
And you really can't blame Bo Pelini. His offense has come out on three consecutive series, and they've been forced to punt. He has to get something going. His defense is wearing down.
Yeah, that fake punt is not going to pick up a first down.
Bruins football.
Get it. Yep. You're right. That was a gigantic play with 1:11 left in the third for UCLA to stop the fake punt and get the downs over to their side now. First and 10 at the 44-yard line. With 1:11 left in the third.
And this UCLA offense is red hot. You need a fire truck to cool them down.
31-21 UCLA leading Nebraska. Great field position. 45-yard line of the Huskers. Hundley in the gun, has the ball. Looks right, pumps. Now looks left, throws a strike. Shaq Evans, 35-30. 25-20, running to the near side, 5, 10, goes out of bounds, 8-yard line on the right side. Shaq Evans with a big run after the catch. Josh Mitchell and also Corey Cooper pushed him out of bounds, a 36-yard play.
Hundley once again surveying the field, staying in the pocket, give the O-line so much credit. and Shaq Evans coming back to his quarterback on a curl route backside. He catches it and puts a move on his defender, runs up the sideline. Big game for Bruins.
Snap, Hundley, handoff, Jordan James, straight up the middle inside the five. Drop near the three-yard line, five-yard run. Cooper along with Gary on the hit for Nebraska. Right back to the line, the Bruins. Hundley gets the snap. Play action, throws it into the end zone. That is a touchdown. Bruins score it. And UCLA comes up with a TD.
And that's going to be the big guy, Nate Yesse.
Number 39 has changed his jersey from number 11.
Bruins using everybody on offense. Yesse barely gets in. He's a 6'3", 243-pound freshman, built like a brick house.
And nobody was looking for him. Touchdown, Bruins, 37-21, UCLA. Here's the extra point by Fairburn. It is up. It is good. 26 seconds left in this third quarter of play.
Hey, Bruins fans, when was the last time you took a scenic trip along the coast? Let the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner take you to top destinations in Southern California. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Skip the hassle of driving and enjoy onboard amenities and a comfortable ride with scenic views. A great escape awaits when you travel by train. Check out trip options and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Keys, 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 keys on that.
Keys, 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 all across the land.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
38-21, UCLA leads. Fourth quarter, 13-30. Left in the game. Martinez gets the snap. Quick little pass to the outside. Jake Long, tight end. Can't get it at the 15-yard line on the right. Jordan Zumwalt back defending, and now it's fourth down.
That's a big miss by Taylor Martinez. Didn't let Jake Long get his head turned around. Ball hot and high. Now Nebraska, this is a must. Fourth and two.
Just shy of the 15-yard line. Martinez still in the gun. He's got tailback Abdullah next to him, is a halfback right. Martinez slaps his hands, gets the ball, fakes the handoff, runs it outside, throws it, strike, diving catch, 11-yard line, Jordan Westerkamp. Jordan Zumwalt back defending, but a 5-yard gain, and they have life. Nebraska first and 10, 11-yard line.
Heck of a throw by Martinez.
Yeah.
Under duress. Both Wallace and Zumwalt were after him.
There's a handoff to Abdullah. Fumble, ball loose. Scramble for it near the 5-yard line. Bruins have got it. Looks like Anthony Jefferson's recovered it. The fumble recovery after Abdullah lost it. Anthony Jefferson comes up with it for UCLA.
And he came over and he gave the football to Jim Moore on the sidelines. Hey, coach, I really did get it. And that's a costly mistake as Nebraska knocking on the door, trying to come back into this game. The ball pops loose, and it's just rolling around on the ground. And now UCLA is going to get the football back And talk about a momentum killer.
12:58 left in this one. 8:26 left in the game here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. First and 10. UCLA in their all-white uniforms. Hundley, handoff, takes it off the right side across the 32-yard line. Two-yard gain. Looked like Greg McMullen on James, and Avery Moss made the hit.
Jordan James now 105 yards, Chris.
Well, he had 155 in the first game against Nevada. Still in there with Hundley in the shotgun quarterback. He'll get the snap. Play action. Hundley wants to throw this time. Throws it on the right side and way over the head of Shaq Evans. Incomplete. So the Bruins just trying to eat up that clock. 5:40. Clock is running. They lead 38-21 in front of Nebraska here in Lincoln. Bruins looking to go 2-0 and move up in the polls. Bottom line, it'll take care of itself, as Jim Morris says, if you play good football on the field. Into the contest, Malcolm Jones, I believe, is checked in. Yeah, he goes in motion to the left. Hundley gets the snap. He's going to run it himself. Just keep it. Eat up some clock. Dive for the first down. Inside the 30-yard line. Six-yard run. First and 10, UCLA. Clock running with 5:10 left.
Hundley is such a big guy. On that design quarterback draw, it doesn't even seem like he's moving fast. And then all of a sudden, he just dives forward, and he's picked up 6 yards. And that's that big frame.
Tough runner, too.
Very tough runner, but a smart runner. He knows how not to take big hits.
So the Bruins come up to the ball, first and 10. 30-yard line, Huskers. Hundley gets the snap. Handoff. Bounces off one man, Malcolm Jones, 20, 15, and finally dropped near the 10-yard line. They're going to say dropped officially at the 12, 18-yard run by Malcolm Jones.
Malcolm Jones just finds a hole on the left side behind the two experienced guys on the offensive line, Suofilo and Goins, squirts through, stiff arm. If he keeps his feet, he's going to go in for a score. UCLA slowing it down. It looks painful for that UCLA offense to slow it down, but they're doing it.
Well, especially for Noel Mazzoni, who loves to run as many plays as you can, one right after another. Snap, Hundley, handoff, Jones. He'll kind of stutter step inside the 10, dropped at the 8-yard line, 4-yard gain. So the Bruins clock with it running, 3:56 and counting, remaining in this one. Lead 38-21 in front of Nebraska.
Jordan James, 22 carries, 105 yards, been the workhorse. Now you put in Malcolm Jones, fresh, and he goes, of course, 6'2", 225, such a load to bring down, and he knows what to do with the football. Quite a running back crew for UCLA.
Jalen Ortiz checks into the lineup. Now flanks out left. He started off on the right. And the Huskers call a timeout. So we'll do the same thing from Lincoln. 38-21. UCLA leading Nebraska. 3:26 left. Bruins. 38-21 in front of the Huskers. UCLA second down. 6. Ball resting 13-yard line of the Huskers. UCLA threatening to take it in again. Malcolm Jones in the backfield. He'll get a handoff from Hundley. Goes straight, then dive left inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. 4-yard gain. And third down and 2 from the 4 of the Huskers.
Good hole on the left side. Malcolm Jones trying to pick up an extra yard after getting hit pretty much at the line of scrimmage. UCLA still taking time, getting guys lined up. We're going to see Jordan Barrett come into the game. Another big body at tight end, 6'2", 263 pounds. Malcolm Jones still on at tailback.
Yeah, why not another blocker? Nate Iesi, he's in there. He caught a touchdown pass. He's a wingback left. Snap, Hundley, handoff, James. This time caught behind the line of scrimmage. And dropped at the 6-yard line. 2-yard loss. He tried to get around that corner, and hit by Randy Gregory.
Yeah, Corey Cooper came in on a blitz, and there was just no hope for Malcolm Jones. Obvious running situation for UCLA. Safeties, linebackers, they had no respect for the pass. And good move by Jim Moore, a classy move, not to try and run up the score and also risk your quarterback getting hurt by throwing the ball.
Fourth down. Bruins trying to make a decision on what they want to look. Looks like the field goal team with Neuheisel.
Yeah, they're going to let the clock run down to one, call a timeout. Exactly what Jim Moore did. Now they're going to put on the field goal unit.
Timeout.
Yep, here they come.
UCLA.
It's going to be a 24-yard field goal attempt. Neuheisel the holder, Longo the long snapper. Kaimi Fairburn in to attempt it from the far hash mark. Now Neuheisel walks up to the line. Okay, here we go. 24-yard field goal attempt. Fairburn, far hash mark. Good snap, ball down. Laces spun to the front. Kick is up. It is good. And UCLA can add three. They lead by 20 now in front of Nebraska. 41-21. We're under a minute now left in this ballgame from Lincoln, Nebraska. 41-21 UCLA. All over the Cornhuskers in the second half.
Boy, Ellis McCarthy coming out at defensive end. That's a big defensive end that has played well today.
I formation again, and Newby's going to get a handoff. Running left, across the 20. Kind of pulled down from behind as he tried to turn the corner. Jordan Zumwalt made the hit. 3-yard run, 28 seconds left. Is Nebraska even going to try to run another play? Trailing 41-21. Doesn't look like it, does it?
Yeah, that's, you see Eric Kendricks come in. He tackled both UCLA defenders and the ball carrier. What a win. And I've been on the other side of some losses with Nebraska. A win in Lincoln. This is huge
for
UCLA.
No doubt about it. Clock winding down. 4-3-2-1. This one's history. And the Bruins watch their record go to 2-0. And for Nebraska, they're now 2-1. And UCLA comes out in the second half and just absolutely dominates Nebraska. And they went into the locker room 21-10 trailing Nebraska. And Nebraska, 0 in the second half. UCLA, they come out and score 20 points in the second half and do a fantastic job of controlling the game. Win it, 41-21.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.